And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes. Just become relaxed in your seat, allowing it to support you fully, and take that deep healing breath, breathing into that inner place of pure peace, pure divine love. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, just release any physical tension in your body or troubled thoughts in your mind. Right here, right now, all you have to do is just be. Just be in the presence and power of God, knowing that you are at this moment immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. And in this consciousness, take into your hearts and minds the truth of your being. You are now, always have been, and always will be one in the perfect, unconditional love of God. You and spirit are inseparable. Any sense of separation is an illusion. The inner light of Christ shines with you, as you, within you, always, even during those times when you don't feel God's presence. It is there. Not even the darkness of your temporary lack of awareness can diminish or nullify the light. In John 1:5, we read, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And so, if you have been seeing yourself as anything less than divine, I invite you now to see yourself in a new light, the light of spiritual understanding. If anyone has ever told you you are less than, that person was simply misinformed. If you have received any messages in the past of lack or limitation, just release them now. If you have in any way been tied to an only human identity that made you feel separate and unworthy, just see your mask dissolve in perfect divine energy. Say yes this day to who and what you really are. You were created in the image and likeness of God, and all the powers of the Christ are your divine inheritance. You were created to be God's expression on this earth. So in this consciousness, open your heart now to whatever it is that you most desire. Know that your desire for greater good in your life is perfectly aligned with God's desire to express through you, as you. Claim now what it is you want: love, healing, peace, harmony, prosperity. Claim it knowing that what you desire is greater than any outward appearance, and that what you desire is already yours. Do this for a few moments in the silence. And so now, as we all come together as a greater church and spiritual community, we set the intention to no longer fall prey to identity theft. Our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions testify that we are whole and complete, one with all life, and one with God always. Our purpose is to express more of the attributes of God: love, life, faith, wisdom, and discernment. These are our gifts from God. And our gift to God is to live from the truth we are, to be the light of the world. And so our hearts are just full of gratitude and thanksgiving for our divine essence and for everyone who is part of this spiritual community. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say thank you, God. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be as we sing together our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us.